When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 26th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today, Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. You know, I'm doing good. If you're watching the video version of this podcast, there is going to be an incredibly bright light that is now on the right side of my face that over the course of the update is going to cross over me. So we're going to pray I don't get too overheated as the sun comes through my window, but I'm ready to talk about DX's possible last day on the feeds. I've got my glasses on, you know, for the occasion, and I'm pretty sad about it, but I'm ready to really dig into what we think he can do as a last ditch effort here today and talk about everything that happened yesterday.
See, I thought this was like a new makeup technique where you're like,
you know, if only I was this talented. If right. I could do this with makeup, I would have a career in
makeup.
It
was
makeup.
Like moving too, like moving makeup.
You know, here
that's
at my apartment.
That's going to be a thing in the future. It's going to be
moving makeup?
Yeah, it's going to be like moving on your face.
You know, I think that that would be amazing if I had the skills to do that. We're going to put it out into the universe that one day someone will do that to me. But right now, I am worried that the sun is about to boil me alive. So we'll just move along with it. Like literally, when I got on with you 5 minutes ago, it was not on my face. And now it's just creeping slowly. So, all right. Let's start.
We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 50 in the house. And, you know, we're here. We're fine. We're working through this week. Nothing is changing here. Just a heads up. We are set here, on the path of Derek going home. Sarah Beth, it's the last full day of her HOH reign, and the campaign to get this vote flipped has not worked.
Yeah, it has not up to this point. I'm not ready to give up intense hope because I do have faith in my girl Tiffany, and I do think that if she catches wind that there's two votes that are going to be placed on DX, maybe she can work some magic. I'm really excited actually to go through everything with you because over the past few days, I've been talking with my roommate. We've been talking through every possible scenario of what DX can possibly do to stay, what his strategy should be. And I think that the thing that is really, that we really love about DX, he reminds me actually a lot of last season's winner of Big Brother Canada, Ty, because he came in very green. He didn't really know what was going on. He like had seen two seasons of the show. Maybe there was a lot of danger that he was in right away. There was a lot of ways that this could have gone off the rails. And yet he was quick on his feet. He's a fast learner. He is good at competitions. He's knows what he needs to do, but he just doesn't have the game knowledge to understand. Like, if he had watched Taco Tuesday, maybe we could get something going here. But he's just getting outplayed right now because he's in the house with a bunch of fans. And we saw Ty come in green, have some brushes with disaster and come out on top because he was able to move through the game in a way that he was playing with players, I believe, on that season with a bit less skill than on this season. So he wasn't as like head underwater for most of the season. But I was thinking about that this morning, that he sort of in another life with another cast, I think that we could see him as a winner here.
We'd be hearing Derek saying,
"Oh, girl, hey, BB, you know this game was always us from the start."
Yeah, right?
For sure.
Be saying that to Tiffany.
Exactly. Or Hannah, you know? Mm. Who knows? I heard your comparison the other day, so.
So we start this day here. Kylan is going to talk to Sarah Beth. Now, Derek has been talking to Kylan about, been talking to Sarah Beth about how Big D is coming for you. I mean, Big D is going to put you on the block with the Coin of Destiny. Quite frankly, everyone is. But Big D in particular, you need to worry about. You should have me in this house to take the Coin of Destiny from Big D so that you don't go on the block, because I won't put you up there. So she's going to be a little bit concerned about that. She's like, why is Derek so convinced that Big D's coming for me? And Kylan's like, I don't know. Like, would it matter to you if he was? Would you change your mind on, wanting Derek to go home? It's like, no, I guess not.
What does Kylan want from this conversation? Does he want Derek to stay? I can't tell.
But Sarah Beth is apparently under the impression that she is. I think I've like caught on to something that I hadn't realized because it's very absurd. But I think that Sarah Beth feels like she was so convinced, so snowed by Kylan this week, that she actually thinks she's getting one over on Kylan this week by taking out one of his pieces. And that he is a little bit like, I'll go along with this if you want, Sarah Beth. I guess we'll do this. Even though he's the one that literally the second she won said, I would prefer for Derek to go. She's seemingly bought into this idea that that Kylan, who is trying to act this way to Derek, is genuinely like a little bit upset that Derek is leaving.
Yeah, this conversation was so interesting to me. I don't love watching Kylan conversations, so I usually kind of pop in and out. But this one I did actually sit and watch because I was trying to figure out what his angle was. And it's so great when she's talking to him and she's like, what is your biggest concern for next week? And he's like, because his biggest concern, he can't tell her. Like she's on a completely different strategic like planet than he is. So when she's asking these big overarching questions that you should be asking your closest ally, he has no possible way to answer them. So he just talks in circles until he can figure out what the right thing to say is to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more too. There's a late night conversation with Kylan and Sarah Beth that we'll get to. I did want to say that I guess my point initially was that like things have not changed today. This is again probably not a ton to talk about in terms of strategy, but this day has perhaps one of my favorite moments of the entire season. So be prepared for that. In the meantime, Big D is going to go on a whole campaign. Big D is all about trying to convince people that he is not the only person that can afford the Coin of Destiny. Now, I want to reset this again. So again, Derek X has been telling Sarah Beth that Big D is coming for you. He'll put you up with the Coin of Destiny. That's true. Big D does intend to put Sarah Beth on the block with the Coin of Destiny, but he doesn't want to get the blame for it. He wants Sarah Beth to believe that this was not him, that he is reciprocating, that when he is lying to her and saying he wouldn't come after her, that will end up being true because, oh, it wasn't me that did the Coin of Destiny. And so the only way he can make that happen is by convincing people that Hannah and Tiffany both also have enough money to buy the Coin of Destiny. So he's going to go on a whole thing all day long. He wants to try and convince people that Hannah or Tiffany have the money to play. And in order to do that, he needs to convince them that Tiffany is lying about playing in the first competition and that she got more money last week than she claims, and that that Hannah didn't play in the roulette. And so he spends most of his energy in the day trying to accomplish this goal. He talks to Alyssa about it. He's like, I'm telling you, Alyssa, Hannah didn't play in that competition. And Alyssa, who is really good at telling when people are lying, she's really great instincts. Just like when she was really convinced that Derek wasn't going to put Christian up. It's like, Big D, Hannah played in that competition. Come on. I won a competition. Just me playing.
That's what it is, right? It's like the idea, like, so we sort of skipped over the reason that he's so gung-ho about this, which is during the Kyland SB convo, SB is like, well, why don't we make a final three with Big D? And we can just tell him, like, I'll tell him straight up, like, I know that you're the only one who has enough money. So if I end up on the block, I know it's you. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is a way for Derek X to stay. Like, if SB is threatening Big D, Big D's not going to like that. And maybe he's going to want to keep him for that reason. So she does this, she goes through with this and is like, so I know that if, like, I trust you so much because I know that you're the only one with the money. And he's like, I'm not. And then goes on for like 25 minutes ranting and raving about how he's such a good, he can read people and how he doesn't mess with. And this is the thing, like, as I was watching this conversation, I was like, this is so out of the way that Big D usually acts. Like, Big D never goes this hard, like in on something like this. Like, he's always like very sort of measured in his tone. He doesn't really get emotional like that. Even in like the Tiffany fight that he had, he stayed pretty measured. Like, he doesn't get like, I can't believe this. Like, and he was going pretty Enzo on her was like, you know, I'm just telling you, it's like that damn Hannah and that damn Tiffany. And it's just like going on and on and on. And if I was Sarah Beth, I would be like, this guy is so full of crap. Like, he goes on for 30 minutes and she gets no, like, she doesn't get to say anything. And this is why he like then is like desperate to be going around the house, making sure that everybody knows that he's not the only one with the money.
Yes. And he has been doing it for days as well, but like, he's particularly dead set on it, here, especially as it's coming up. And there's going to be more, with that as well. Derek does try to talk to Tiffany about like a last ditch effort to maybe try and get like sympathy votes from Azza and Kyland. And then with Hannah and Tiffany both, they could somehow make four. This is when you know that you've lost the battle because this is never going to work.
Karen, how dare you? Come on.
This sympathy vote accidental thing, it's been theoretically possible before. In Big Brother 20, it happened. But it's never worked. It's never been a thing that works because people are not dumb, except in Big Brother 20, and they don't cast sympathy or rogue votes when it might be a close vote.
Yes, I know, but I have just been like the whole week. I've been every single day. I wake up, My roommate and I talk strategy of how Derek X can stay, what he needs to do, where he needs to go, who he needs to talk to. I even at one point was so desperate for him to try to stay. I was like, maybe he should talk to Alyssa. Like, that is how desperate I was. Like, once X goes into solitary confinement, then he can go to Alyssa and he can, you know, I just think that there was a window of time. There was a window of opportunity where something could have happened, and he needed Tiffany to really go for it for him. And she couldn't. And he needed Hannah, and he didn't have Hannah. So it's just sad to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that window was really, I think, the night before he had Azza, he got Big D briefly. And it could have been those four, but he was not able to lock them in. Throughout the day, you know, things are not really moving into place yet. Xavier hasn't been put into solitary yet. It's not really working out. Tiffany does talk to Sarah Beth. They agree, like, hey, we're still good. We're still working together. We're going to be fine. Sarah Beth goes on to talk about how much she loves and trusts Tiffany.
Earlier in her conversation with Kyland was like, if Claire wins HOH, I'm going right up to her and telling her everything that Tiffany was trying to do to flip the vote. Like, she's not into Tiff. It's just all for show, you know.
Mm-hmm. Derek is going to talk with Azza just to follow up on the conversation that he had the night before. But this time she is not really on board. She says, look, I'm playing a floater game. And I don't want to have to take a stand. I don't want to ruin what trust I have with people. Derek is like, what do you mean? Trust with Sarah Beth? Like, what? Do you think that means anything to Sarah Beth? I gave her $5,000 and she's taking me out of the game. Trust means nothing to her.
Mm-hmm. It's so, and this is like these are the intricacies of Big Brother that I'm so obsessed with. It's what we were just talking about with Big D and Alyssa. Like, that was not the right way to appeal to Alyssa by telling her that Hannah didn't play and that she didn't actually win the competition. Alyssa needs that. Azza is the type of person who, once she says she's going to do something, she is going to do it. Like, it doesn't matter. If she gives someone her word, she's going to do it because that's the way that she plays. So he needed to find a way to appeal to her outside of that. And that obviously has not worked out. But I think that the thing that Azza can't see, Derek X's argument is great to Azza, that she thinks she's playing this floater game, but she's being outplayed in the floater game by DF. Like, she just is, by Big D right now. She's being outplayed. So nobody, there's only a spot for one floater at the end, unless you're Big Brother 4 and you're Allison and June. But you have to be able to win competitions. So who knows? They could maybe turn it on. But he says that if you are at the end and you're playing this floater game, people are going to cut you for Derek F, and you should not, like, you need to be looking at that. And I would not cut you for Derek F. I would keep you over Derek F. And that is something Azza should really, really be thinking about. Maybe not in the context of Derek X, if she doesn't want to keep him around, you know, whatever. But she needs to be thinking about this as we move forward, because it is true. Everybody except for Tiffany and Hannah, I do think, would cut Derek F for Azza. But the guys in the cookout, absolutely, that's not happening. If she's up against Derek F on the block and it is not Kyland as the HOH, she is going to go home.
Yeah. And I mean, in the same way that, you know, there was an opportunity for her and the Jokers in general to keep Christian and make a move, they chose not to. The same opportunity exists here with Derek X. And it's not a situation where they're losing anything. They're not betraying the cookout by sending out Sarah Beth over Christian. They're not betraying the cookout to send out Claire over Derek X. It's just an opportunity to take power for themselves, but it's not something that they're interested in. It's not the game that they're playing. They are playing the I don't have any power game. And Azza is somebody who's like, oh, how did I become a floater? You became a floater when you didn't want to save Christian. And you are actively choosing now and recognizing the fact that she wants to continue to be a floater by not saving Derek X. And I think that, you know, when we look at reasons why Aza, who is a smart human being, who is very capable, again, I think, of playing this game well, you know, the two primary flaws here, I think, you know, a lot of people would probably say that she is, you know, not, you know, like that she plays with her emotions too much, or that she, is too group oriented or whatever. But I think it's the two primary things are that she's not social enough. She just didn't make those connections early enough. And she's too passive of a player. She doesn't take advantage of the opportunities that she gets to actually gain power.
I imagine it's scary in there to have to do something like that, right? Like, it is a risk to have to put your neck on the line. She watched what happened to Tiffany when she tried to flip the vote. Tiffany has lost a lot of social capital within the cookout and within the game at large. She watched what happened there. So I think that for her, it's just hard because she doesn't want, even though logically, the way that you're saying this, like, if she had kept Christian, she's not betraying the cookout, but she kind of is, because they had decided early and she doesn't want to be the one to push back and try and change their mind in that way, if that makes sense.
Well, I think it was actually the opposite though, right? Because it was basically everyone in the cookout wanted Christian to stay except for Kylan. And it was Tiffany and Xavier that were like, hey, we want this to happen. And she actually did push back to prevent the flip from happening, because she wanted to go along with what Derek wanted at the time.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I bet you Aza was like a really good student. Like, yeah. She has like a lot of respect for authority, I think. So I bet you she was a really good student. And it's like, you know, in the Big Brother house, like, what is authority? Like, you won a competition, so now you're the authority of the house. And people subvert authority all the time. But I think that she just, like, as a person is a really, like, I bet you that she was, like, awesome in school and, like, did, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think that, like, as we talk her throughout the season, I get such a better picture of who she is. Mm-hmm. And I love Aza. I want to be friends with Aza. She seems so awesome. And I really like her in the house. Like, I'm really enjoying what she's doing because it is adding so much intrigue to the game, I feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I hope that, you know, she's turned down now, I think, two great opportunities to, like, really gain some power in the game. I hope that she has another one and takes it, because I don't know that she can win this game without taking at least one of these opportunities. And it's time is really running out here. But
discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are going to send Xavier into solitary confinement. And in the past, solitary confinement, they've always done some like big elaborate setup. They've got flashing lights. What are they going to do this year? They're going to stick them in the have not room, and it's going to be the same have not room.
They always do the have not room. What are you talking about? Like they only did it for Dan. They just put lights on and did like a rave, but like, it's always the have not room, I thought. Or for Judd, they did it in the little parlor room that doesn't exist anymore. They just put them in a room in the house.
They've often done it in that little, like side room or in the, mm-hmm. in the back bedroom, which, is not always the have not room. But they usually do something for this, where like there's signs that say solitary confinement, like, there's a bunch of decoration. They literally just put him in what is already probably the most boring room, the have not room. And,
well, they gave him a little bucket tent for him to go to the bathroom. That was something.
They gave him a little tent.
A little tent. I bet you. Never mind. I was about to say something so disgusting.
I will say, I do actually like the location of this solitary confinement more than the past solitary confinement locations. Primarily because he is actually isolated from the house here. There's a hallway that leads to the have not room. Which separates him from people who might go to the door. In the past, again, solitary confinement has meant that you can talk to people through the door.
Or,
in the case of Hayden and Kristen, you can literally touch fingers through the door if you want. But not the case here. He is locked in, and nobody can talk to him, which I think is better.
And I've been like, okay, once X goes into solitary, DX can kick it into high gear. And then everybody was studying all night long.
Yes. So the other thing that happens is when he goes into solitary confinement, they show the house guests some videos that are presumably for the upcoming HOH competition, which means that they are going to be studying for the competition, studying the videos for the rest of the night. And strategy talk is going to dwindle considerably as they're busy studying for the HOH competition.
Yeah. And that's so frustrating, like beyond frustrating, actually, that there was a whole like and they were only keeping the feeds on like nothing. Like why are feeds on two people studying when we know that DX is campaigning to Aza in the back room? They're all saying like, oh, DX is in there talking to Aza and he asked for another minute. Like, show us that. I was so frustrated last night. I came home from where I was and was like ready to stay up late watching him try and fight and watch a possible vote flip and nothing. Very depressing.
There's not much here, but Big D is going to have this conversation with Sarah Beth. This is where he says, hey, I'm not the only one with money. All right. And she says, No, you're the only one with money. And he says, oh, hey, don't be foolish. People are playing you. This is a game. Don't you understand, Sarah Beth? People are going to lie to you. Do you think you really think that Tiffany played in that first competition? She didn't even know whether or not there was a practice round. Okay. She didn't know the answer to that. She did not play. And Hannah, you think Hannah played in the roulette? Come on, don't be naive. What happened is she took her jacket off to make it seem like she played. Like, oh, I took my jacket off, that means I played. But guess what? Didn't you see? Alyssa's hair was all messed up from the rocking around. Was Hannah's hair messed up? No, it was perfect. Perfect. Liar. She didn't play.
And this is what I'm saying. Like, Sarah Beth is sitting there the whole time with her little bucket hat on, just like she is not buying this for one second, I don't think. But if I was in the house with Big D and then like he's been like sort of sleeping for, 40 something days, and then suddenly he wakes up to be like, I'm not the only one with money. I mean, we can draw some conclusions here, don't you think?
Yeah. And the funny thing is that he's telling the truth about Hannah. And that's the thing about this, that like This, to me, is such a pointless exercise. It doesn't matter. Like, she's going to think it's you anyway. And even if she doesn't somehow think it's you, if she's going home, it doesn't matter. Like, mm-hmm. none of it matters. You don't need to make this anonymous. It's not important. But what I do think that this at least should be accomplishing is that, again, he's basically, people are going to frame me for the moves that they make. I just don't want people to be mad at me when they go up on the block, Sarah Beth. Mm-hmm. And he is basically screaming to her, "You're going on the block next yes. week, Sarah Beth.
Yes.
Please don't blame me for it.
Yes.
It's not me." Because even if he was telling the truth and he genuinely believed that other people had money, he's mm-hmm. still implying to her that he believes that he is going to go up no matter what. And that he doesn't want to get blamed for it. But what is actually happening is that he is planning to do it and he doesn't want to be blamed for it. And noticeably, he is not concerned for himself. He's not concerned for anybody else. Aza, he's not like, "Oh no, I'm just concerned that I'm not going to get the coin and that somebody's going to put me and Aza up," or something along those lines, because he knows that's not going to happen. Instead, he's concerned that he's going to be framed for the ultimate nominations, which he is not even thinking to include himself as a possible nomination in this whole scenario. And then even on top of all of that, this whole thing about, like, Hannah didn't play. Tiffany didn't play. Hannah didn't play. She's lying to Derek about playing. She's lying to you about playing. If Sarah Beth believed this, you would think a smart player, at least, would go, "Okay, if she really didn't play, why? Why didn't yes. she play?" Right?
Aaron.
And at that point, things start to unravel a little bit. It's a whole line of thought that they should not be trying to encourage. And yet, it's all part of this, idea of, I want to try for this thing that nobody's going to believe in the first place so that I can remain anonymous with a move that I'm going to make that it nobody cares.
Taryn, it's so frustrating for all the reasons you just listed, because it's like, Sarah Beth, what do you think is going to happen next week? Like, I think she legitimately thinks that this four that she made with Alyssa and Xavier, plus now this final three that we're about to talk about that she makes with DF, like, this is her group. But I think that she is really, really, I can't think of the right term for it, but she's really hurt by the fact that her strategic person that she is bouncing ideas off of is Kyland, who is in the cookout, who is actively lying to her every single step of the way. Because I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. Like, I don't know, like, all of this logic that you just went through, I am not certain and I am obsessed with Big Brother and do these updates. Like, I am not certain that I would come to that conclusion without being able to talk it through with another strategic force in the house. So if I'm thinking along those lines and I come to you, who I believe has my back 100% and is the smartest person in the house, and you completely shift my thinking to the left and get me going down a different path, I'm not sure I'm going to come back there.
Yeah. Maggie, this is Big D we're talking about. He doesn't know what he said. Hannah obviously played in the roulette. Big D, he's such a weird guy. Did you hear what he said to you when you offered him a final three? Unbelievable.
It was weird.
Here's what he said to her. She says, "Okay, Big D, let's forget about the coin of destiny right now. Kylan and I would love to have a final three with you, because you're a goat. Because you're great. That's what I meant to say." He says, "A final three? Absolutely. I would love for that. I mean, I do have a final two with Aza. But we haven't, like, talked about it in a while, so I'm sure that's..."
What? This is just as bad, if not worse, as when Aza was like, "Do you have a final two with Xavier?" We were talking about this last week. She was like, "Do you have a final two with Xavier?" And he was like, "Yes. Don't tell him I told you that. He'll kill me." And she was like, "Well, can I be in the final three?" Like, what is Big D doing? I can't. I just can't.
So after there's this conversation, Claire talks to Sarah Beth, and Sarah Beth's like, Big D's the only one with money, right? And Claire's like, yeah. Yeah. It's not a question.
Yes. And this is the thing that is so frustrating to me about, as somebody who wants DX to stay, right? I don't know if, for my personal enjoyment, I would like DX to stay. I want Tiffany to win the game, so I want DX to stay. And this is what's so frustrating is that Derek, Big D, is on another strategic planet, not the same one that SB is on. Hers is like way at the end of the universe. His is at least closer to the Earth. But he is so overestimating his abilities that he's not seeing the path in front of him that actually would be helpful to him. Like, he thinks that he's going to be able to get one over on everybody and that everybody's going to think that it's Tiff and Hannah. Like, he really does. He thinks that, like, he's got this. And he does not got this. Like, narrator, Big D does not got this. Everybody's going to know that he's the one who did it. And I do think for his strategic game at large, he should be getting rid of Derek X, because he has a very clear path to the end with Kyland and X. They will take him to the final two. That is what they want for sure. Like, I'm saying this as somebody who would like Derek X to stay, but I can see the big picture for Big D, that he probably should be taking out Derek X this week. But if he is so obsessed with, you know, not nobody knowing that he has the coin of destiny, like, he should be keeping Derek X. So, yeah, that's my thought. Do you have a thought?
No, I mean, and this is the case that Derek X presented him, which is that I will help mask the fact that you have the coin of destiny. And I agree, that is the actual way to potentially hide. But even then, like, this, the idea that, like, Derek X will have it and, you know, he'll, or like, Derek X will throw it to him and then Derek X will take the blame for it, like, it's not going to work. Like, there's no way, there's no scenario where Derek X is capable of taking the blame for it without either getting caught or just saying to at least one person, it's not actually me. And then it gets out. And then, you know, it's, and again, like, it doesn't even matter. You know, so.
Yes, I know. I'm just trying to go through the scenarios to keep Derek X in the house.
Yes. I do, because I've seen a lot of people say that they do feel like it's in the interest of a lot of people, except for like X and Kyland, to keep Derek X around. And it is kind of true. I mean, it's in the interest of Hannah and Tiffany, because he benefits their, and Azza, because he benefits their game within the cookout. It's beneficial to Sarah, Beth, and Alyssa in the sense that if they want any chance against the cookout, they need Derek X. So it's beneficial to them, but in a different way.
Yep.
In a way that is less tangible at this time.
They can't see it.
Yes. For Kyland, Xavier, and Big D, just straight up, you know, it's absolutely great for their games to get Derek X out here.
Totally.
And yeah, it's weird to me that Kyland has even had conversations about it. I think, again, he's just trying to weirdly jury manage, but
also I think that Kyland sees, I think he's starting to see perhaps the threat that X is going to be to him in the end game. And I think that might have something to do with it, because he knows that it's like, if it's like 100% good for X's game, it's like 95% good for Kylan's game. And Kylan's like, but I don't want X to have that extra 5% over me. Like, I don't want him to pull ahead of me in that way. Yeah.
So Tiffany talks to Big D. They both agree there's nothing to be done. Derek is going to be going home on Thursday. And they also both agree that Sarah Beth is going to be the target next week. Big D tries to recruit Tiffany and Hannah both into his scheme to convince people that they might have money and whatever. Like,
people
are not going to help you do this.
It was so funny, the conversation he had with Tiffany, because he was like, can I talk to you really quick? And she was like, sure. And she sits down and Alyssa comes in and they're like, can we just have a second to talk? And she was like, okay. And Tiffany was like, I promise we're not going to fight again, to Alyssa. And then they're talking and he's like, so I need your help with something really big. And she's like, do you want to keep Derek X? And he was like, no. And she was like, damn, well, then I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Then this happened. I was watching the feeds. I saw Azza talking to the cameras. I was like, oh, Azza's talking to the camera. She's probably talking about whether she's going to keep Derek X this week. Probably giving her final thoughts on that whole situation. And so she starts off, she says, I have a secret in this game. I'm like, oh, okay. My secret advantage in this game has been my Fruit Loop system. Okay.
Sure.
I showed it to Derek. I showed my Fruit Loop system to Derek, and then he went out into the kitchen and he took out the Fruit Loops in front of everyone and he started studying with them in front of everyone. And now everyone is using Fruit Loops. Everybody. I'm pissed. Everybody's using my Fruit Loop system. Not like, I don't want to confront him. Like, he's on the block. He's going home tomorrow. But dude, you showed everyone my system and now everybody's using freaking Fruit Loops to study. Like, that's, if everyone catches on to this system, I'm going to lose my edge. This has been, I've known every single question to every single competition because of my Fruit Loop system. And now everybody else is going to have my Fruit Loop system. I haven't been able to win any of these competitions. I'm just pissed at him right now because I told him not to tell anyone. And then he just did it in front of everyone. And now everyone knows about my Fruit Loops. And this is what makes this. And right as she's saying this, Alyssa walks in, interrupts. I'm talking to myself. Sorry. And Alyssa says, I just had a thought. Whatever you do, don't use the Fruit Loops, because then you're going to be relying on the Fruit Loops. And when you're standing there in the competition with A and B, you won't have those Fruit Loops in front of you. I was like, I'm not using the Fruit Loops. She's like, don't tell them about this, though. Let them use the Fruit Loops. That's a mistake for them. It's going to be much harder to memorize without the Fruit Loops at first, but in the long run, it'll be much better. And I was like, I was using them, but I stopped for that reason. Yeah, I'm not using them at all. And I was like, and Alyssa's like, okay, great, great, great. And she leaves, and Azza looks back to the camera. She's, I just hope they don't catch on to this and start using Fruit Loops for more stuff.
Who's so like, the real Fruit Loop dingus here?
Yeah. So I'm like, bruh, why'd you do that? Why'd you tell everyone about my Fruit Loops?
It's like, you couldn't write a better scene. Like, that's a scene. If anybody watched The White Lotus, like, that's a scene that Mike White wrote in The White Lotus. Like, it's just so absurd and it's so good. But also, like, this is what I love about Azza, is that, like, she takes stuff like that personally. And I'm not going to lie, I'd probably be pretty mad too if I showed someone my study system and they were like, oh, that's great. And then showed everybody. I would be like, what are you doing? But it's just so, it also, like, obviously I know Azza did not invent the study system with Fruit Loops. Like, I know Vanessa had her little gummy bear. Like, they've been using this for years and years and years, like from Big Brother 4 when they had nail polish ticks and stuff. Like, they've been using this for this type of study system for forever. But it's just, I agree with you. It's perfect. It's Big Brother perfection. I hope that they put that on the show.
This is one of those moments. I feel like, usually when I reenact something, I'm able to add like extra absurdity to it to make it more funny. I cannot do this moment justice. Azza is funnier than me. You have to watch this.
You heard
yourself.
It here first.
The way that she talks, my Fruit Loops. Like, there's no sense of irony in what she's saying. It's so good. And the fact that Alyssa walks in with Fruit Loops on her mind, saying we can't use the Fruit Loops. It's a bad idea. And then I'm expecting Azza to be like, maybe I shouldn't be using the Fruit Loops, but instead she's just like, whatever. Anyway, back to my issue about Fruit Loops. I can't believe this guy.
This is such a good cast.
And it was too, because there's the buildup of the fact that everybody has been studying with Fruit Loops all night long. And then where we finally get to this moment. She's like, everyone's using my Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good. This honest, like, I was dying laughing watching this. It was one of my favorite moments all season long. It was amazing.
Well, I just love it when like grown adults on these shows, like get so worked up over like the most absurd things. Like I've thought of like when I've watched like old Survivor seasons and I've watched like grown adults chase each other in the woods over immunity idols. And it's just like, this is what I love about Big Brother, right? I like when people just like, it's just ridiculousness, like all over, and everybody's so serious about it. It like really means the world to Azza that he screwed up and showed everybody her Fruit Loops.
Now everyone's going to be using my Fruit Loops.
It was hers. Mm-hmm. It was hers. It's what she had in the house. It's what she was doing. It's great. I love it. More of this, please. All the time. I'll take it all. Always.
And the funny thing, too, is that I agree with Alyssa. Generally, the people who like have these big systems, they are not as good at the quick answers. Like they can do when they have time to think, but they're not as good at immediate recall because they have either like a song that they need to think through or something like that. I do think that like ultimately, the people that have like big calendars, that can work because you can sort of have a visual image in your mind. But using like the Fruit Loops in the way that they were doing, where it was like it's not one set thing. It's a system of using the Fruit Loops and the different colors and stuff.
Yeah. And the issue, you're right. The issue with that, the immediate recall, I can't really visualize. Like the way that I study is by repetition. Like I would always use flashcards. So if I was in the house, I would just need to constantly like be saying days and like running that way in my head. Like a calendar would not help me because I wouldn't be able to like close my eyes and see what was there. Like that's not the way that I think,
right.
Which I would imagine the Fruit Loops, if there's like step A, B, C, D on the Fruit Loops, it would be hard in a situation like that. So you're right. Alyssa is right. It's just like, it's something Azza was proud of and she's pissed that now everybody's using it. She's not getting credit for it and it's not her secret anymore.
Well, Derek does campaign to Big D a bit more, but it's not landing. This is it here. Hannah does talk to Tiffany. They talk about, like, can Hannah vote for Derek? Yes. They think Kylan probably still is. And Hannah, so it'll be like 5-2. And Hannah's like, well, I guess like 4-3 would be nice. And Tiffany's like, well, just tell Azza to vote for Derek to stay. Then it'll be 4-3. And Hannah's like, Azza's not going to go for that. It's too close. She's like, I'll promise I won't flip. I'll definitely vote Derek out. Don't worry about it. Just get her to vote that way.
Okay, but like how fun, right? Come on.
It would be fun.
We deserve this. We deserve it.
Look, I would love for it to happen. It would be amazing for this to ever happen once in the history of Big Brother that sympathy votes accidentally backfired. But it's not because it doesn't happen, unfortunately.
You know what? You are such a fun killer.
It's not me.
Yes, you are. What? We just had a conversation about how it's possible if Hannah says, Azza, you give him a sympathy vote, and Tiffany says, I won't do it, that she could do it. We just talked it through.
But what I'm saying is that it's not going to happen.
Well, why do you have to say that?
It's possible in a theoretical realm of existence.
We're talking theoretical right now.
Okay. Theoretically, it's possible.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I think possible, and I am going to be, I can't watch the show live tonight, but I'm going to be glued to my Twitter stream to see if something like that happens.
I just don't want you to get your hopes up.
You know what, Taryn? I would like my hopes to be up for once. Okay.
Okay.
I would
Maggie.
Like them to be up.
Then it's possible.
Okay. There you go. You know what? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right.
See, everybody in the chat is saying that you're a robot, but like, there is a chance. Like, there is a chance that something could happen. When you say it so definitely like that, whatever. We don't need to fight anymore about it. I would like there to be a chance.
There's always a chance.
Oh my God. Okay, fine. Whatever. There's a chance.
Okay, well, Derek does talk to Sarah Beth, makes one final pitch to her. Says that it pretty much says again, like, look, you're going up. If pretty much anybody wins, you're going up on the block. He gets out the chessboard. He's like, how this is looking is that of these four, you are going to be the first to go. With you, Kyland, Xavier, and Alyssa, you are shielding Xavier and Alyssa, and you are going to be the first to go among those people. And if I'm here, you are less likely to go because I am a bigger target in front of you, and I am somebody that can win competitions and win the coin of destiny that will not target you. And she goes, nope.
The problem is, the real problem that Derek X is running into with Derek F, Sarah Beth, really those two, he's running into the brick wall that is their delusions about their ability as a player. Like, they think that they're in the best spot. They think that, like, they got this. Azza is underestimating herself as a player, which is the brick wall that he's running into with her. But, like, if Azza is in a good spot, is capable, is able to, like, take the reins and do something with it, but both SB and DF seem to think that they have and that they're sailing their way to the final two and they're going to win by a unanimous vote, which DF might be sailing his way to the final two, but those votes remain to be seen. But it's just very, very, I could not imagine how frustrating it would be to be talking to someone and being like, you are in so much danger. Everybody is lying to you. You need me. And having them be like, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh my gosh. I would literally freak. I would be like, well, I'll see you in jury, Beth. Have fun in jury, Beth. That's how I would feel.
Yeah. She says to him, no, I think I'm more likely to leave with you in the house. You're just too influential in this game.
Sure, Sarah Beth, sure. Good luck to you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She's going to finish the night talking with Kyland late at night. And they are quite close. He's
careful now. Careful.
look.
Don't get us in trouble, Taryn.
I'm sorry, Kyland. I just don't buy that you act like this around all of your friends that are women. I just don't think that that's what's happening here. People ship Derek and Hannah. People have been shipping Derek and Claire. The amount of flirtiness and affection between those people, considerably less than what goes on here with Sarah Beth and Kyland.
I'm leaving this conversation because I feel really awkward about it and I don't want to be
something
implicated.
He's going to give her his whole spiel about how, now remember, he talked about this after he talked her into going after Claire and Derek. He said to the cameras, he said, nobody should feel foolish in this game for believing in somebody. And he's going to say this to Sarah Beth in the final night of her HOH reign. And nobody should feel foolish in this game for playing a certain way. There are no bad decisions.
I didn't see that conversation. This is the first I'm hearing it. What the hell? Sorry, I shouldn't swear, but like, what? What?
Yeah.
I literally am speechless by this. If somebody said that to me in any capacity, unless I was like sobbing because my long-term boyfriend left me and they were like really trying to pick, like, what are we talking about here?
Well, so what? I believe he was couching it in like this is what I'm telling Derek X about him leaving and losing. Like, don't feel bad about all of the bad decisions that you made, Derek X.
Oh, that'll help him really not feel. That would make me feel great if I was about to leave.
There are no bad decisions, is what it is. Yeah. Don't feel foolish. Nobody should feel foolish in this game for playing us. But of course, what he means by he is saying this about Derek X, but he's actually saying it to Sarah Beth. I don't know that she fully caught that. He says, look, if you do something that ruins your game, it ruins your game. You go home the next week. That's fine.
I swear to God, if somebody said that to me in the house, I would be like, screw you. Screw your family. Goodbye. You're never getting my vote ever. Who says that? And especially to somebody like who is on their, oh my God, when you have the power to save them and he knows it. Oh my gosh. That is enough of that.
I swear, if she's on the block next week and he's like, don't you remember what I told you? It's okay. Don't feel foolish.
Would you put it past him to do that?
No, I wouldn't. He also, this is going to get, look, this was an interesting conversation, but they are again, by the way, full on like cuddling, like all the way. You don't get more cuddly than this. He's going to start being like, will you start telling me some of the things that you haven't told me? Like you're hiding from everyone. He really wants to know about like the personal things that she's, the secrets that she's hiding.
Just want to say, if you're about to screw somebody over, this is the last thing you should be doing, is getting deeply personal with them. And, you know, I get it. When I go on dates with people I met just the other day, I don't like to small talk. I like to talk about important things. But then people get confused about what intentions are. And this is like to the max, right? Like, tell me your deepest secrets. Like, what? Anyways, continue, please.
Yeah, so she's like, if we're both still in the house in 2 weeks, I'll tell you then. And he's like, how about two questions if we're in the house in 2 weeks? And he's like, nope, I make the rules here, Kylan. And he's like, I'm just going to be, you're going to make me lose this HOH competition because I'm going to be thinking about this, these secrets. I'm going to be hung up on them. She's like, no, well, maybe you would lose the competition if I told you, because then you would be thinking about them. And he's like, then that's not how I work. I work a different way. I would be thinking about them more if I don't know them. How about I try to guess? It's like, okay. So she's trying to guess what secrets she has. And the first guess he has is that he's like, just casually. You know, I just wonder, you know, like, this is a silly thought, but like, you know, if some of the people in your life, like in those photos, like if they're real, I mean, obviously they're real, but like if your relationship to them was different than what you claimed, like, you know, like if your sister wasn't your sister, or like if, say, Shelly wasn't actually your girlfriend, like, so, you know, something like that. Like, I don't know if that's a secret that you're having or something. I'm not going to say.
Oh God, I'm going to be straight up with you in the audience. This was not in my notes. I did not watch this conversation. This was not on Twitter. I am reacting in the real time to what you're telling me. And I don't know what to say because, yikes, I really don't know what to say. What? Okay, continue.
So she says, well, are you hiding anything? And he goes, no, not really. You know, just like that, like, you know, like I'm
the
Don't say
I'm like really, really good at understanding communication, you know? I'm just really good at that. Like, I have trouble communicating, but I'm like really good. Like, how do I explain this? Like, I'd probably say I'm more accurate than a polygraph. Which is not hard, obviously. Polygraph's not that accurate, but, I just think like I'm really good at, understanding what people mean when they say things. That's just, it's something that I really care about in my life.
Hold on, back up. We're going to just need to parse apart all of this. I feel like I'm piling on here, but I am reacting in the real time. He is more accurate than a polygraph.
I had to rewind this like 3 times to make sure I heard him say this.
Okay. Strike number one right there in this 2 sentences that you just said. More accurate than a polygraph. But then also clarify that the polygraph isn't that accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he says that he can tell what people actually mean.
Yes, he says miscommunication is the cause of most, struggle, difficulty, and that he's very good at not misunderstanding somebody else, even though he has trouble communicating himself sometimes. And so he likes to help other people understand each other.
Like he's a therapist? Like a couples counselor?
More on a larger scale, I think. He says he likes to help communities understand with, I think he said organizations and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. If he's talking about what he wants to do with his life and he feels like his empathy is a skill that he has that can help him better connect communities that are divided.
Mm-hmm.
I am all for that. That's amazing. Please do that, Kyland, because the world needs more of that. But I'm not so sure that was the context of the conversation you were just talking about. Is it? I feel like there was perhaps something that he was trying to say to her. I didn't watch the conversation. I'm trying to interpret your words here, Taryn. Was he trying to be like, you don't even have to say it? I know.
I think this was genuinely he was trying to come up with what are some things about me that are, because I think that basically some of his other guesses about Sarah Beth were that she was way more successful in life, basically.
Oh.
Than she
true.
Claims to be. And mm-hmm. So he did say at one point, maybe a scientist. And then they were flirting about alligators. And then when he was like, what secrets do I have? Well, I don't want to say I'm boring, but I don't really have any additional secrets, but, I guess if we're needing to be impressive, here's my impressive thing. I'm really good. I'm better than a polygraph. I can do all this stuff.
All right. Okay. Well, if that's the context, see, when you presented it, directly after the weird thing he was basically asking if his girlfriend is real. So I was like, what is happening? But if we're talking about the greater context at large, then sure. Kyland, I hope that you do that, do something with that skill in your life, because like I said, the world needs more of that. Mm-hmm. This is just odd all around. And I am ready for Sarah Beth to no longer be HOH. So the cameras are not always on these conversations in the HOH room, because I can't do it anymore, Taryn. I can't.
I think Kylan just needs because I feel like he does say a lot of things that are good. Like he talks about confirmation bias. He talks about helping people communicate with each other. But those things that he talks about, he has fallen victim to them in this house, and he has had no reality checks. I just feel like he desperately needs a reality check so that he can be like, oh crap, let me dial it way back. He's unfortunately stuck there. I just, I found this a very funny conversation multiple ways.
Yeah, I mean, clearly we've okay. Yeah, that was a lot for me. But you know, it's right now this week has been the Kyland SB show, and we're about to get a new HOH, and hopefully, you know, it's not Kyland again, so we can focus on, you know, something else, someone else, another grouping of people in the house next week. I'm ready for that, Jacob.
Yeah, well, we'll see if Sarah Beth survives the coin of destiny, and we'll see how Kyland manages that situation next week.
But do you think like anything has changed for? Okay, so to contextualize this conversation, rather than just dunk on it the way that we just did for 20 minutes, do you think that his feelings have changed about wanting Sarah Beth to go like as soon as possible?
I don't think so. No.
No.
No. I think
so upset with him. Oh my god, he's gonna be so mad. Whew. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a fun jury package.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did answer some questions, you know, those like video questions on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked her who she planned to take to the final two. And she said that she would love to take Kyland. She thinks that he's playing a better game than her right now. So if that's the case, then she wouldn't be able to take Kyland. But hopefully by then she's played a good enough game that she can take Kyland and that she will be able to beat him. She doesn't see it coming. I mean, there's a train coming and she's sitting on the tracks. And
no.
Derek X is like, Sarah Beth, there's a train coming. And she's like, Derek, stop lying to me. I know what you're trying to do.
Oh my God. And Kyland is turning the track so that it turns towards Sarah Beth.
Don't look over here, Sarah Beth. I'm just helping you with this lever. As I'm just helping.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. What a comparison that we've got going on here. This update has gone off the rails, has it not? I feel like there's been a lot that's happened. You're right.
All right. Well, I believe that's what we have for you. Maggie, anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that Hannah should be letting DX go this early. I think that it's the answer to the way people feel about Hannah is somewhere in the middle. Yes, absolutely. We always want, if a woman and a man are working together, we always want the woman to make the hard choice and cut him if she needs to. But it's final 10. She doesn't need to right now, in my opinion. If she can hold on to him a little bit longer, he will set her up in such a better position and then she can cut him. And I do think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that she just genuinely really likes him a lot as a person and feels bad, which, I mean, I always say on this podcast that if I was in Big Brother, people would be so annoyed with me because I would cry all the time over things I had to do. Oh my God. People would be like, she is so whiny. And Hannah has not been whiny at all, right? Hannah has been like very strong, very much like, this is what we need to do. But I think that she's trying to protect herself from like being very upset down the line if she has to go after DX. So I think it's just a battle of like, you know, if I need to be able to stay emotionally clear-headed and stable, he needs to go as soon as possible because he makes me not clear-headed. So,
I've seen people like be like, oh, Hannah's heartless. Like, and you know, like really, really coming down on her on a personal level for this decision. I think strategically, you know, what is she doing? I don't think you should be criticized. First of all, I do not believe she's hard. I think the reason why she's doing it and making the strategic error is because she's not heartless, because
Completely
she doesn't want to have to do it herself. She feels like that would be harder. Now, I disagree personally with that philosophy. I think that she would probably feel better about it if she did do it herself, because ultimately she is still doing it. And the fact that she's not going to be able to really confront that fact is going to
make
it eat at her more. You know what I mean?
But this is the thing. I think that, like, I do think that the mental gymnastics that she has been able to do to be like, well, I didn't do this. And it's out now out of sight, out of mind. I think with Derek X out of the house, she's going to be able to turn it on in a way that she hasn't been before, because I do think that like she genuinely really enjoys him. And she has like a lot of her emotional energy has been eaten up by worrying about his spot in the game and feeling like she's betraying him. And I do think that it's the type of thing like, you know, we said in Big Brother 20, and I'm not saying that this is the level of their relationship, but I remember in Big Brother 20 when Tyler was at the end with Casey and Angela and he had to like do the final three veto. And if he had won, he could have taken Angela and he would have sat in the final two with Angela and he would have won. But during that time, he was like losing all of his social capital because he was spending so much time with Angela because he liked her so much. So I do think that there's something to Hannah being like, I got to get this guy out of here so that I can get my head back in the game. I agree with you. Strategically, it's not the right move right now, but I can understand where her head is at in terms of like, the cookout needs to be final six. This is important to me. With him here, I am not going to be clear-headed about that. And this is what I need to do right now.
Yeah, I think what I was saying was more on the personal side of things, in the sense that like she's talking to Kylan about like, I couldn't sleep last night. I feel so bad about this.
Yeah.
Right. I think what I was trying to say was that I feel like strategically, I think that it's the wrong decision. But personally, I can understand where she's coming from, even though I do think that if she was more upfront with the decision, you know, because I think that this happens a lot, right? People think in their personal lives, like when they ghost somebody or when they try to like avoid the confrontation and just kind of be like, well, you know, I just kind of want to just like not have to deal with this. Ultimately, you're not excising that, you know, the wound, right? You're not getting
it
the poison out.
Usually makes the person feel way worse.
Exactly. I think she's ultimately going to feel worse by not doing it in a more upfront way, and trying to avoid the I think if she was the HOH and she did it herself, it would be like big pain up front, and then whew, like now we've confronted it, we've talked about it, I'm sorry. It would be easier. But I think this is what people do all the time. I'm certainly, not innocent of it myself. Like, you know, you don't want to have to feel that kind of pain. And that's why I feel like she's, trying to do it in a way where she doesn't have to confront the fact that she's betraying him, especially to his face at this time. She's kind of putting it off. It's another like sort of interesting situation that we've found because of the way that the cookout is played out, where they have this very dedicated mission to get to the six, to make sure that one of them wins, and that it's more important than their own individual games and their individual relationships. And because of that, they're having to make decisions and they're having to face emotional burdens that that otherwise haven't really existed in the Big Brother house. And that's for me why, even though some people are like, steamroll, whatever, I still think there's a lot. I mean, and I say this all the time, but I think there's a lot of value here, especially because it is such a unique scenario and there are so many different messages that we can take from it and things that we can sort of learn from. I think it's interesting. And, I think that, if you're feeling like Hannah, then like, you know, that you, the season is working, like you're feeling something.
Totally. The season is for like the reason that we watch Big Brother is because we get emotionally connected to these people and we feel what they're feeling. At least this is why I watch, you know, I watch for strategy, but I also watch for this emotional connection. I want to root for somebody. And I think that, yeah, I'm just excited to see Hannah turn it on after he leaves. I'm really hoping she can. I hope that she can get clear headed and see that Xavier will win if it continues the way that it has been, and that there is some real shuffling of the deck that needs to happen in order to ensure that. So we'll just have to see.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you here today. You can, of course, find me on Twitch later today. I'm going to be talking about the stock watch. So you can check that out as we run through scenarios for next week. It should be an interesting one. And then later today, again, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, I'll be live during the episode to watch with you guys, to watch Derek X be voted out tonight. Except for maybe he won't. Hopefully we get an HOH result as well, because that will be not that interesting, because the coin of destiny will probably just overturn it. But
what is wrong with you? Like, is this how you end a podcast? Yeah, so don't worry, everything sucks. Bye. I'll see you later tonight. What? There is
chances. I'm a truth teller. I can't lie to you guys.
Are you a truth teller, or are you, you know, Mr. Rain Clouds over there?
Mr. Rain Clouds. See, this, I am the messenger, and I have been shot.
All right. That's enough of that. No.
We'll also be live after the episode to recap what goes down on this tonight's episode of Big Brother 23. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me over on Instagram at @MLMorgan_. You know, sometimes I get weird DMs after I do these podcasts. So that's where I'm at. If, yeah.
Hopefully you've not talked enough.
Oh, God. Yeah. We're referencing somebody DM'd me after the last podcast and said that, Maggie, you seem like a very sweet person, but can you please stop talking so much to Taryn? And I was like, oh, I should have just sat here the whole time and nodded. I don't know what you want from me, sir.
Yeah. So it's very important that my co-hosts don't speak.
Yeah, I'm supposed to just like nod, especially for the audio version of this podcast. I'm sure people would love it if I just nod yes or shake my head no, or do an occasional you know, like that.
Right?
You can guest on my next podcast, and that's all you're allowed to do. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News and World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.